All right, hey Zach, how's it going?
It's all right, Alec. We're
Yeah,
coming to the end of the prequel trilogy here.
we are. It's the end of the prequels. It's been a speedy way through, less painful than all the many years that we had to. Well, when I was a little kid, I guess I kind of liked all these movies,
Right.
but it's nice to just breeze through them
Yeah.
one after the other. So we watched. We're starting to do double duty now because we really gotta we gotta pick up the pace to get in time for Rise of Skywalker. So we watched Revenge of the Sith this week, the third and final film in the George Lucas saga of Star
Yes, the
Wars,
George Lucas saga,
the
yes,
George Lucas
Revenge of.
saga, and it was going to be really the end of pretty much everything. He'd had ideas for sequels planned a long time ago, but like even during when he was filming the original trilogy, he had plans for sequels. But
So, I mean, I gotta say, it's night and day. This movie is way better than the first two of the prequels.
it is way better. There, I still have a lot of problems with this movie, but it's far and away the most watchable, the most watchable. I wouldn't say it's an enjoyable watch, but it's the most watchable of the prequel films. I
Okay,
think.
well, I gotta say, you're gonna have to convince me to not like this movie because I actually really like this movie. It's one of my favorites we've watched so far.
I don't know. It's harder to break apart this one because it's like this one again. The problems aren't the movie's not as all over the place. It is kind of all over the place, but it's not as much as the other two films. So the basic plot of this is it's nearing the end of the Clone Wars. Count Dooku is done. He captured, or he I guess the Senator Pal or Chancellor Pal Senator Palpatine Chancellor Palpatine, and so he's like they're trying to escape, but of course there's a big battle, space battle at the beginning of the movie. It's really cool action scene. It's fine. There's action's fine. It's good stuff. We then have our heroes, Anakin, Obi-Wan, go on a daring rescue, get him, save him. Anakin brutally murders Count Dooku when he's after chopping his arms off,
Well,
having a shocking beginning to our space adventure film. So that sets.
look, I mean, they made no bones about it going into this movie. They're immediately gonna be like, Palpatine, not a good guy. We're gonna show his true colors. Like, it was like 10 minutes into the movie, you already see him, like, just not even dancing around it anymore. He's just like straight up manipulation going on, and it's like you can clearly see.
Yes, you can clearly see, and that's actually the problem I have with this movie.
Okay.
And actually the problem with the structure of all of these films to begin with, to like period, is that our protagonists, and I know the excuse is like, oh, well, there's a dark cloud of the Force over everything. But they even said in the last movie, the dark side of the Force surrounds the Chancellor. And they're like, And then but yet we've gone on for this, I don't, 5 year long war. And like they haven't done anything about it, and it's
Yeah.
only until this movie they're like, oh my goodness, there's something really suspicious about how he's not giving up any of his power. And it's like the heroes, the Jedi, are so dumb that
That's true.
it's so frustrating to me.
Hey.
Like the characters are just dumb, and
Yeah. Well.
that's a problem. It's a problem that's is a result of the previous two films. Because of the way they've been structured, the way they've been built up, our heroes have to be just the dumbest. And
What?
that to me is really frustrating, because
Yeah.
I want to love this movie as much as the original trilogy, but I can't bring myself to for problems like that. There's other things. Tonally, it's still kind of all over the place. I mean, this is a movie where our hero murders children. Anakin Skywalker like flips like crazy. Like the flip is way too drastic, way too sudden.
Look,
It
It's once you make
What?
that decision, it's like once you decide to murder the kids, it's gonna be.
No. It was, but it wasn't that the whole okay, the whole thing is Palpatine is manipulating Anakin. That's why he's had him as at his side this whole time. He's trying to manipulate Anakin so that he can be his apprentice. The way he does that is by manipulating his relationship, his idea of his relationship with his wife, who has also announced at the beginning of this movie that she's going to have a baby. She's pregnant.
Great
So,
news.
which is great, scary news or whatever. And oh man, the writing for them, the chemistry for them is still 100% not there at all.
Dude, it's never been hotter, that
It's
relationship.
yeah, like the
God,
yeah,
wait, my least favorite is the conversation where there's just like just trying to one up each other and how much they love the other one.
Oh,
It's
it's
like,
so
I love
gross.
you. No,
No,
I love
it's
you.
because I'm so in love with you. And it's just like,
Ooh.
could you say that with any less like
Love.
sincerity or
Yeah.
love? It's just
That's the
yeah,
one.
so
That's
the
the biggest thing for me is also, I mean, she's kind of been this for. In episode two, it was like the big love story, and at least that's not the main focus of this movie. But still, Padme as a character is reduced to like Anakin's object, basically.
yeah.
Like.
That is definitely a huge problem of this movie. I agree.
And she's just like literally just in a room for 80% of the movie and just there to be worried about Anakin, and then Anakin comes over and she's like, I love you so much, and have his baby, and
She's there to be sweet,
yeah.
basically. She's there to be sweet and nice, and for her to be horribly. Okay, there's another dumb thing. The reason she dies is really dumb.
Well, she just died. Yeah, she just dies.
She just
She
straight up dies because
lost
she
the will
lost
to
the will to
live.
live.
Ooh,
That's just
got him.
so bad. It's like, come on. Like, it would have been more interesting if it was like an emergency operation had to be done because of, I mean, you could have done anything. An emergency operation had to be done because the twins are dying, or she's dying because of complications with the birth. Literally anything. Other than that, like that'd be more maybe a more realistic take. Or you could have been like, yeah, Anakin just like crushed your windpipe by accident because he was so angry and he wasn't in control of himself. No, it had to be dumb. It
No,
had to be dumb.
strictly unrelated to the choking. Strictly
It was
unrelated.
strictly unrelated to that. It was
The
dumb.
coroner is not ruling it a homicide. It was in fact a mental suicide.
It's also the just some of like the war stuff and the subplots are just also dumb. I mean, I don't want to just say everything's dumb, but it's
Dumb.
just like
Yeah.
it's broad, and that's the problem. It's like remember Chewbacca? He's in this movie. And it's like, why is he in this movie? Why is he like hanging out with Yoda? Like that all that stuff is
Well, it's
silly.
all your favorite Star Wars characters in one place. They're together.
Yeah, Chewie, his Wookiee buddy, whose name we hear once, and
Yeah, what was his name?
Yoda. I don't even remember. Yoda says it. He's like, "Thank
Yeah,
you,"
thank you,
and
Shlumdog.
then "Thank you, Chewbacca," in which everyone in the audience is supposed to go, "Oh, I know who that is!" And then, yeah. So,
They didn't realize it until then.
I mean, maybe they did. I don't know. I mean, all Wookiees look alike.
Okay, well, I will say that I think this movie has the least egregious use of CGI, if I'm being honest. I think it in the other movies I found it
No,
detracting a lot. But
I will agree.
I didn't think that CGI ever detracted from a scene for me.
Oh, it did for me. Everything
Okay.
because so much of the movie is on Coruscant. Coruscant is basically our main location for this film. 70% of it isn't sets. They're walking on a blue screen, and it's so obvious from the filmmaking. Because there's nothing more interesting to show two characters, and this is like the most prevalent in this film, from what I am remembering. There's nothing more interesting in a conversation to shoot characters talking from shot, reverse shot with just broad normal lighting. There's nothing done interesting with the lighting until later on in the film. No, there's I guess I don't completely discredit the lighting because there is actually some good lighting in a few scenes that I actually really liked. The lighting in a lot of the just normal conversations is just like I'm well, the thing is that the CGI was the best it was going to be here, so it's like not as distracting, but I still what to me is like the most funny is like after it, when it's basically Anakin and Mace Windu are having a conversation and they're walking one way, and then they have a con then they're like, oh no, the Emperor, he's a bad guy, he's a Sith Lord. And then, with no urgency whatsoever, they just turn and start walking the other direction. And it's
Okay.
like, okay.
Yeah, I didn't even pay attention to that. I didn't notice.
Now, there's, I mean, you might not have noticed, but your brain did. I don't want to totally just completely hate on this movie, though. Like, honestly, there's stuff in it I really like. I really like Emperor Palpatine just
Palpatine,
being.
yeah.
Palpatine is the biggest highlight of this movie,
And
easily.
the whole Palpatine, Mace Windu, Anakin scene is kind of like really disturbing. I feel like he just evolves into this creature before our eyes.
Yeah,
And
no.
it was like, wow, okay, we're going all
Yeah.
in.
He just
Not a normal
loves
guy
being
anymore.
evil. He just loves being evil, and it's great. And it's fun. It's fun to watch. He's
But that was a truly messed up scenario where he just like straight up instant consequences for Anakin messing up and so nobly saving this Palpatine.
Yeah, but sort of back to the kind of like jarring or the tonal problems of this movie is that there's still like a lot of if you want to set that tone early on in the movie where it's this is going to be a darker film, they did that very well with the Count Dooku scene. But then they completely screwed it up because the next half of the film is still like happy, wacky, fun times for the most part. I mean, there's like some darker stuff with Palpatine manipulating Anakin and his fears and stuff, but like everything else is like, oh, the whole Obi-Wan plot is just completely useless, like it was in the other movie. It just kind of was like, ah, we need Obi-Wan to go to be off-world so Palpatine can manipulate him.
Well,
So let's
yeah,
just
no.
shove him off and show him fight General Grievous, who is kind of lame.
You don't like
And
his how many lightsabers
four lightsaber.
he
Yeah,
rips out?
well, there's another thing. Not egregious CGI, really.
I mean, he is.
He looked
He.
fine, I guess. You really need like whoa, Obi-Wan, hello there.
What? I mean,
Remember, Obi-Wan drops down and goes, hello there.
I think I. Yeah. That was an
It's
iconic moment.
an iconic moment. It's a memeable moment,
Yeah.
sure.
Also, in the beginning, there was like a part where I didn't understand why Obi-Wan did this, but he was like, Chancellor Palpatine. Sith Lords are our specialty, and he said it in like a weird
Sith
voice.
Lords are our speciality, which is like, huh?
But he said it in like a weird inflection when he said it too. I was like, what? And I had to rewind it, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
I
Sith
don't
Lords are our
understand.
speciality. Remember the last time
Skywalker.
we remember the last time they faced off with that speciality?
Yes.
They got completely owned by him.
Well.
But then they did better this time because they were, I don't know, I guess maybe he was just old or tired or something that day. Just
Just
he just got tired.
the
He
voice
didn't.
sounded weird there, but minor things.
Yeah.
Another big thing is that what you were talking about, why didn't the Jedi like do something about Palpatine sooner? But also, I'm like, why did they not see the red flags from Anakin sooner and do something about it? Because
Well,
it's like.
that's the exact thing. There was something my brother told me at one point. He was like, "Have you ever noticed how like the Jedi Council gets like is just like really off-putting in the prequels, like Yoda especially, where it's like Anakin comes to him with these like really dark like portents and stuff, and he's like having these really bad thoughts, and Yoda just basically goes, "Ignore your problem, I will."
Yeah.
That's straight up what he does. He's just like, "Yeah, I don't really care."
Well,
He's just
I
like,
noted.
just put it off, put cast off all your desires, whatever.
I noted that
Get out of this.
that's literally like a mental health problem. Like they're not addressing mental health in the Star Wars universe. Like he's Anakin has like the clear qualities of a suicidal or depressed person, like in this world, but they're just like keep pushing through it, just don't worry about it. And then
It's
obviously
just like,
there's
yeah,
a
we're in a
big
war, Anakin. Get over it.
there's a big consequence for them doing that. It's like you just need to treat your Jedi right, man. You're training people, you just gotta treat them, be a little more considerate, and maybe they don't go to the dark side so easily.
Yeah, I feel like that's really what Yoda should be like. I'm going into exile to pay pence for the fact that I didn't do this. But no, it was just because I didn't beat the Emperor. I failed. I'm going into exile. And it's like
I have to be in the next trilogy. Next trilogy, I will be. But I did really like the execute Order 66 moment. I think that's done well, and.
I like that too. I think it's like, again, it's kind of weird. There's parts of it that I don't like. Every single clone was perfectly programmed to do that.
Yeah, they were ready. Yeah.
They were just ready to just they had, and this is the problem with trying to treat clones like people, like what happens at the beginning of the movie, where Anakin's like, "Oh, I need to go back. We need to go back," when they're in the flying in the fire. So he's like, "Oh, I gotta go back and save them." And then Obi-Wan's like, "No, focus on the mission." He's like, "Oh, okay." But it's like, but these clones aren't like, they're just disposable nothings to you, or they should be, because they easily, so easily, they can just flip a switch and murder people that they've been working alongside of
Yeah, it's
for
rough.
years.
It's
It's
rough. He's got God
kind of
mode. He initiated God mode on him.
basically, well, yeah, Order 66, haha. I wonder what that's a reference to.
And
I do think, despite my gripes with it, I do think that scene was done effectively. Like, the emotional part of that scene was done very
because it's
effectively.
like, wow, they're dropping like flies. This has suddenly gone from a brewing problem to like, okay, yeah, immediately ramifications. And then,
My
what's your
favorite
problem?
is, oh no, it's
Okay.
not my problem. No, my favorite part about that scene is actually the ending, where Bail Organa rushes to the Jedi Temple. And he's like, "What's going on?" Like, and they're just like, "There's been an attack." And then he's like, "Oh, well, like, let me go." And he's like, "No, I'm sorry, sir. It's time for you to leave." And he just like, I just love, just like how like, it's done better there, because it's like they don't just outright just kill him. They're threatening him. They're like, "You can't come in here. This is like, this is our control. We're in control now, basically." And he sees the Jedi, the young boy sneaking into, who I think is actually, I think was actually George Lucas's son, I believe,
Sure, wow.
grandson or something. I don't remember exactly, but so he sees that, sneaking towards them. So then he just quickly goes back to his ship and flies away. I think that part's great.
Yeah, I mean, and again, they're trying to show that Yoda is just so much better than everybody else, because he's like they try to do it on him, and he's just immediately nope, he sensed it immediately, and shut that down,
Shut it down.
just like when he goes to see Emperor Palpatine a little later, and he just like tosses those red guys all casual like, he walks in the door, that's great.
Yeah. Well, that whole scene, the scene in the Senate chamber, that's one of my favorites in the whole movie. I like that scene a lot. Because it's like, it's not really a lightsaber fight, it's a force fight. And it's done in a cool location, like a unique location. I mean, it's one we've seen a lot, but we've never seen it like that. We've never seen it used as like a battleground. So
After the Execute Order 66, the next thing I had written down was Anakin murders children, and I mean.
this is my problem, is that like, you have to make him turn, granted, because we know where he ends up. But the shift, I can't in my mind figure out how the sh how it was like, okay, now I'm gonna like it, it's like, if I go to the, if I indulge in the dark side, Palpatine is going to grant my wish. He's going to help me save my wife, because he's offering me the promise of he knows the way to do it. Then once I kill Mace Windu, he says, "Oh, I don't actually know how, but if we work
We'll
together, we'll
work on
figure it
it. Yeah,
out."
we'll work on
And then
it.
he's just like, "Sure, I'll kill children for you now, to help save my wife.
Mace,
and it's like,
Mace Windu is already dead, so might as well.
So it's just like, might as well just kill children and all the people I've been working with for the last 15, 20 years of my life. And it's like, it's too hard of a shift. I think if kind of like what we were talking about in our last review, if he had started to kind of maybe turn more in, if the movies had like spread out their timeline a little bit and we'd seen him like start to have misgivings and stuff about the Jedi earlier.
Or maybe as a child, have him like murder some
just have kill some, like snap the neck of a little lizard or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or just some like some random creature that just ticks him off and he murders him and no one ever finds out. And just like here and there, he'll murder something. Okay.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. It's just weird because it's like you. The idea of you dealt like having to do horrible things to try to protect the person you love is interesting. The way it's executed doesn't really make sense to me. I guess it's too jarring of a shift. But the thing is, I appreciate the concept enough that I kind of give it a little bit of a pass.
Right.
I don't like it, but for the sake of the movie, it works well enough.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, but it is so weird how they Obi-Wan, when he talks to Padme and everything, and like talks about, well, he did murder children, and she's like, no, and then she then takes the initiative and goes up to Anakin, and then
because everything's going topsy turvy, basically everything is falling apart. The Chancellor declares himself the Emperor because. And apparently everybody in the Senate is just a bunch of big slobbering idiots. So I guess not really too unlike our own democratic system. But they're all like, just yes, we'll just go along with it. We'll just go along with it. He's not going to rescind any of his powers. He's not going to let any of it go like he promised.
Look, I just wish Obi-Wan, when he told her this, had just like, instead of just telling her straight up these things, like maybe take her over to the hologram footage and show,
and be like, look at what he did,
look at this, and then maybe don't go meet up with him and get force choked, like that kind of thing.
Yeah,
because then he definitely, like, Padme could have survived.
Yeah,
she didn't have to die, but no, she had to come up and be a loving wife. How dare she?
Yeah, and then get her heart ripped out, basically, where he's just like, I'm evil now, so come join me.
And then
so she's like, what?
And then immediately, like, what he does causes her to be killed. He didn't kill her. Let's not get it twisted. But what he does causes her
apparently
to be killed.
Not.
And then it's just like, well, that was the entire reason you went to the dark side was for her. Like, she was the only one you went to the dark side for, and she's dead. So it's just like, well, I'm in it now.
Yeah. Yeah, yikes. It's like it's like, and then the worst scene in the whole movie, unfortunately, which is where he's like, in your anger, you killed her, basically. Where it's like, well, then wouldn't he be like, I want out now, then can we not?
He's got nothing at that point.
It's true. Basically, all he has is true. Basically, at that point, he does only have the Emperor. So I guess that's true.
He's the only one who loves him. Truly.
Yeah, he's the only one who really loves him. Yeah, and of course we get the horrible Frankenstein's monster, like, and then no,
another no. You love to see it.
The dumbest no. Well, yeah, it's no. Probably the worst no is the insert no. But like that was. That was intended. That was an intended no, that was pretty laughably bad. Which is not what you want. Which is not what you want for like the most tragic. It's supposed to be the big tragedy of the film, of his fall from grace, but instead it just becomes kind of like a silly, stupid cry to the heavens.
Yeah.
But the lightsaber fight.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I will say it's maybe a little too self-indulgent. Like when they start swinging on the big pillar, it's like all the lava and they're swinging and
it's
fighting
like,
the lightsaber. Then it's like
crazy
stuff
happening.
It's just like, all right,
this is epic.
We get it.
And then
But the rest of the fight is great.
Yeah. And then he's like, Anakin, I've got you on high ground. You're fucked.
Basically.
And then he tries to come up. Oh, got him.
To me, that is actually an incredibly satisfying conclusion to that fight.
Yeah.
I think it's great. He's just like, no, I'm better than you. And he's like, no, I literally have the high, like, I have a high ground. Well, there's no way you can get up over me.
Because Obi-Wan had said earlier that you're already a better Jedi than I'll ever be. But it kind of shows that the bit of experience and wisdom that Obi-Wan has. It's like,
yeah.
He didn't just, like, brute force and win just by brute force, but he had the high ground. So strategically, he ended up winning in the end. But
yeah, you get the emotional resonance, because I was feeling emotions in this movie again. I wasn't just like kind of like
you were the chosen one
existing through it, but like I was really feeling Ewan McGregor's performance in this movie is really great. Yeah, I think he's super good.
You were supposed to be the chosen one. That's great. That's a great point.
Yeah. So
there's Anakin. I have a couple quotes. There's not as many big cringe quotes that I have for this movie, but. I had a couple words, like, Anakin was talking to Padme, and he's like, love won't save you, only my new powers can do that.
Oh, no! I know, I heard that, I was like, oh, no, why did it have the line have to be like that? And also, why did you say it like that?
Only my new powers can do that. Ooh. It's true, though. Also, Yoda's whole speech pattern, I get it, and it's the iconic Yoda, but then it's just like when he says, not if anything to say about it, I have. And I'm like, oh, it's a classic line, but with the Yoda twist on it. So that kind of stuck out to me. And then Anakin talking to Obi-Wan towards the end, where he's like, from my perspective, the Jedi are evil. It's like, how in what reality are the Jedi evil when you just kill kids? Like, you have to be self-aware enough to know that killing kids is not, like...
is not a good thing.
Not for good means.
So, I get that, and that kind of goes back to the whole, like, Palpatine manipulating Anakin into thinking that the Jedi are trying to literally overthrow him. It's like, if we had been shown... Because, like, it's frustrating because, like, I don't know... if the Jedi are supposed to be like, I don't know what his commentary on the Jedi are supposed to be. Is it supposed to be that they got too close to the system or not? It seems to me from this movie, no, because the whole point of them is like, we need to remove him from office so then a fair election can happen, which is like, that seems normal, but like, that is also kind of messed up because it's like the religious guys are coming in and being like, hey, no, we're going to get rid of this guy because he's not letting any of his power go abated.
Yeah. He's staying in office longer than he's literally supposed to.
Yeah.
Just because they asked him to. They want me to stay in office, I'll do it.
It's like, I don't know, the way that's handled is so strange, and like, I've watched this movie probably more than the other ones, and I still can't really figure that out. Like, are the Jedi... I mean, it's obviously they're not evil. Well, that's just stupid. Again, that's just silly nonsense that he has a line that says that.
There's many ways Anakin is shown to be very immature, even when he's grown up here. And I mean, that's another testament to it, where he's just like, he has to say anything back to him to like have an argument, justify what he's doing. So from my perspective, the Jedi are evil.
That's another problem is that we still don't really get the idea that they're really good friends. Not really.
Yeah, the only moment that makes me like feel the weight of this supposed relationship is when, you know, he's getting emotional at the end there, talking about you were supposed to be the chosen one. It's like, oh, that's a real relationship.
Watch the clone cartoons. That's where you get their actual friendship. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's
a, you know, which came out like 5 years after this. And that's too bad. But I don't mean to poo-poo it as much. I actually really like this movie a lot more than the other two. I do have problems with the film. Just because I think a lot of them are still just because George Lucas was the only guy that was doing the story pretty much here. And no one really challenged him too much. So Very strange decisions, but really, like I said, really good ideas. I think if they had been fleshed out more, workshopped more, it could have been a really great conclusion, where it was just a good conclusion, I think. So, another scene also I wanted to mention that I actually really liked is the scene where... It's the scene after the one I talked about with Mace, the walking and then walking back, mm-hmm. walking one way and then walking back the other way, is the scene where Anakin's in the Jedi Temple and Padme's back in their room. And it's just like, it's really interesting. Like the whole, he's clearly, they can see the locations where each other is at, basically. And he's like, he's really, it's like a moment of crisis for him, because he has to really figure out, like, what, am I just going to obey the Jedi, who I have kind of started mistrusting, or do I go for her? And the way that they, you know, they're looking out the windows at the other's locations, and it's just, it's really great. I think that worked really well.
Mm-hmm. So the whole idea is that this vision, this dream he's having of Padme dying is caused by Anakin. That's the whole catch 22, right? Like, he's seeing what he ultimately causes because of what he does to try to prevent that.
I guess
so. That's,
yeah, it's a nice feel good children's film.
Yeah, it's a weird,
I mean, this one is rated PG-13, so
it's like, I get that he loves her and everything, but it's a how obsessed do you have to be to where you just need to prevent her death, like, forever? It's like, we can prevent, make people not die. It's like, yes, I need that for Padme, I want her forever.
And it's why I don't really like this thing about the, I mean, maybe you could even say the Jedi's weird restriction on this made him act out even more. That's why he's so obsessed, because he's so repressed. And he has to hide it, so he has to be obsessed about her.
Do you really blame him at that point?
Way to go, Jedi. I mean, that's the thing. It's just like, I don't know.
The Jedi just need to do better.
They really do.
They need to treat their people better. Give them maybe some actual, like, counseling. Not just Jedi Council.
The Jedi Council. So, I understand your midichlorians are... They ain't answering you, huh? Yeah. Oh, I also do want to say, John Williams' score in this is stunning. Like, the mm-hmm. music in this movie is just amazing. I previously said Phantom Menace may be my favorite prequel score, because it does have some of the themes that I like the most in that. I think I changed my mind. I like the score a lot. I like how it calls back to the original trilogy so much. I like how it calls back to Episode 1 score. I love the Battle of the Heroes is a great epic battle theme, where two heroes are fighting.
Mm-hmm. So we went one last thing. I mean, we talked about it kind of already, but what is the motivation for Darth Vader? Anakin becomes Darth Vader. What's the motivation for him to do anything he does after that point, when the whole only reason he went to the dark side was to keep Padme alive, and that causes Padme to die? And then it's like, what is his life at that point? What is he striving to achieve? Because he doesn't have anyone.
He's striving to achieve Palpatine's goals, because Palpatine's his master. He just has to do his bidding. I mean, we even see in Episode 5, that's like his main... But, I mean, the main thing is he's got to follow what his master does.
Obi-Wan was his damn master. What gives?
But yeah, and we see the confrontation again in Episode 4.
Yeah.
Which is a great fight.
Yeah,
despite what everyone says. Oh, it's boring, or whatever.
Well...
Two old men whacking...
I wish Ben had really put his back into it at the end there. But... But I mean, I give it the benefit of the doubt that Anakin is that stupid, because they've shown us how stupid he is these three movies, like acting up over the stupidest things, and so
it's all Obi-Wan's fault.
it's Qui-Gon Jinn's fault. It's definitely Qui-Gon Jinn's fault. They shouldn't have trained this stupid child to begin with.
They shouldn't have picked up this boy.
Yoda Bin knew. Ben knew there was fear in that child. And yet they still did it. It's like they just do things and then... But Yoda knew all along that there was... Yoda knew all along there was fear in this child, and yet they didn't, like... They weren't more on top of it. Like, it's like, oh, he's been throwing things in the other room again. And yelling about how he hates Obi-Wan. And it's fine. Fine it is.
Compared to what it is.
Oh, man. You were supposed to be the chosen one. God. All right. Well, what would you give this on a scale of 1 to 10?
I've been throwing ideas back and forth. I think I'm going to give this movie a 7.
Okay.
I could be persuaded 7.5. But I think I'm going to stick with 7. I do like this movie quite a bit. There are serious flaws with it, but I think overall it does tie everything together fairly well. Even if it's like maybe even too well at some points. Like to the point where like Chewbacca's like Yoda's friend. It's like, why is Chewbacca in this movie?
Hot take. Why is Chewbacca in any movie?
He's Han's buddy. He's Han's lackey, you know?
Mm-hmm. With classic quotes. Anyway. With classic quotes such as, I love Han Solo. I'm Chewbacca. So 7 out of 10?
Yeah.
All right. I give it an 8 out of 10.
Dang.
I love this movie. I think it's great. What a treat it was. We dwelled on a lot of the negatives, but that's been the most enjoyable part of the prequels is dwelling on the negatives. But
it really is. I mean, it kind of is.
It's just such a treat, especially it probably helps that we watch them in succession because this one's night and day for me from the other two. Like so much better because, I mean, you kind of puts everything that Anakin's done in perspective a little bit, and it's like. The stupidity has built up. Yeah. It's like, okay, I get it. You had to kill the kids. It makes sense.
Yeah,
stop Padme from dying.
And that sudden hard shift in an hour and 15 minutes into the movie.
So eight, you got a 7, I give it an 8, 7.5 out of 10. But also, Padme, what about the alternate reality where Padme survives? Do you think that's a better ending or a worse ending if Padme survives?
Well, I mean, Leia apparently somehow remembers her mother. And remember Return of the Jedi, Luke asks her about how was your mother? My headcanon for that is that she's talking about her mother, Bail Organa's wife. That's who I'm imagining who she's actually thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, that would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Because it also, she also says she was like, she was very beautiful, kind,
but also very
sad. And to me, the sad is like the circumstances of like,
yeah,
the circumstances of why they have her, kind of, you know, like.
Padme was just too good, by the way. She's too good, such a sweet. Pure soul. Got caught up in the wrong crowd.
Yeah, she got caught up. She shouldn't have had anything to do with that Jedi business, I guess, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Like, how could it go so wrong?
Well,
and remember back in the... That was one of the last two... Yeah, episode 2, where she was like, we're going to destroy our lives, or whatever they said. Our relationship will destroy our lives. Yeah.
I guess they weren't... She wasn't wrong, yeah.
Like... All right, that's it. Then in a couple days from now, you'll see the next review of The Force Awakens, the double feature. All right, and then that's it.
That's it.
All right.